Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're having a great time this morning. Just heard from Pete. He's down in the East Cape. Both Palmas de Cortez and Rancho Leonero. We're having both our tournaments going on. And boy, as you heard, sounds like those guys are having some good fishing. And speaking of good fishing, we are talking about it today. We got Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Landing joining us for the second hour. So much good stuff going on. And man, I'm really looking forward to this next hour, Corey. This has been fun.
Absolutely, Rick. I mean, and not only to mention, we're giving away a full day trip on the Liberty. So give us a shout at 833-288-0973 or send us a text via the app.
Yeah, that's a great one. Again, we got tons of great app questions coming through, and we're going to be reading those. But before we get to that, it's time for the Catch Report.
The FishDope.com Fish Report, sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. They've been the go-to hook this season for the tuna from the Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, or the new Nautilus HD. Gamakatsu has you covered. Pick the right size, ring or no ring. Tie it on and be ready to get bit. Stock up on the Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks at select tackle shops now.
I'll say that, and, you know, they've also got a bunch of, you know, really nice weedless weighted swim bait hooks, which I know you like. And the one that I just saw is they have a really nice underspin lead head that they just came out with.
They just came out with that. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
We've got them at the shop. It really is. It's I was blown away. It's got really good hardware, you know, quality, you know, bearing hardware, but lesser expensive than a lot of other things that are out there, but, you know, high-end Gamakatsu hooks. It's a really nice underspin. So if you're a guy that, you know, likes to match up a little 5-inch Viejo and an underspin, it's a good call. Yeah, they're really nice. Gamakatsu's kicking out some really good stuff for sure. Hey, let's find out what's going on with that FishDope.com reporter. We got the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Corey, and Carl.
Good morning.
So, guys, you know, traditionally here, we're creeping up on the middle of October, and just a little heads up, you know, we're normally starting to see the beginning and the end of the offshore season, so you want to go out there and get your wicks in. Now's the time there. But with that being said, there's still plenty of opportunity around, so I'll start up here at Catalina Island, still cranking out quite a bit of fish, a lot of that bonita around, mixed-size fish all over the island, no real one specific spot. Lots of action for sure, and there's some big ones around there, man, 7, 8, 9 pounders. Those things are fun. And good eating and great lobster bait, for sure. And as I've been saying for weeks, mixed in with that bonita, there's some nice great yellows, not so much in the tankers this week, but more of that, you know, catchable size, 12, 15, 18, like that. Big baits for those yellows, for sure. They love the mackerels. At Santa Barbara Island, a little island, really cranked out just a huge bundle of big yellows here for the past couple weeks. A little slower this week, but there's still some fish around on the days the Yellowtail Go MIA. Really good rock fishing up above the island there for the big reds and lings. But, man, stay inside of 40 fathoms. It's up there in that Calcod zone. At Nick, the weather's been up a little bit, but looks like hopefully it's going to back off and some world-class cod fishing for sure. And still some signal on the bluefin out there just inside the sand spit on your way home towards Santa Barbara Island. And had no reports at all from Clemente, the island, Clemente proper. But the bluefin zone up above the island, that sector up there kind of dried up. Looks like it dropped down towards the Tanner Bank. Guys are fishing both on the anchor and drifting up on the northeast side of the bank there. Had pretty darn good fishing yesterday and catchable size bluefin, like 20 to 40s and 50s like that. And on the banks inside the island, you can definitely check that mackerel bank, 289 area, for the dolphin schools. That's the area that really big yellowfin's been hanging out on. I did not get any reports of that for sure, but I can't imagine that it's gone. And then a little farther inside, the 181, 182, down toward the 43 like that, there's been a few stops on smaller grade yellowfin there. And if you find the right kelp, and a lot of them got nothing, but if you find the right kelp, you get some nice yellowtail fishing and Dorado fishing. And then for your marlin guys, There's still a little bit of that marlin hanging around the east end of Catalina as we're starting to see the end of the end. So, anyway, lots still going on and pretty decent weather forecast and, you know, time to go fishing, guys.
Man, we'll take that all day, Mark. If that's the things are starting to wane report, we'll handle that just fine. That sounds good to us.
Yeah, we've got time, but it's getting to be that time.
I think that we saw the best big fish fishing that our local, you know, day and a half and sport boats have brought in this year. You know, more in terms of true trophy class giants. I mean, this was the most, you know, 300 pounders that I think have ever come in this, you know, local zone, which is weird to say. So there's no doubt there's some epic fishing still going on.
Yeah, you know, it's just every time I think of them 300 pounders swimming around 60, 70 miles from my shop, it's just, it's shocking. It's crazy.
Yeah, it just doesn't compute. You know, I was thinking about that yesterday. I mean, I have no idea what the numbers are, but like, for sure, San Clemente Island has kicked out more 300 pounders than Clarion has in the last few years. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
it's crazy to think about, you know, that this is it. You know, if you're that being such the pinnacle of a long range angler, and if your goal was to, you know, to catch a 300 pounder, your odds are so much better at Clemente than they are at the Hurricane Bank. It's pretty wild.
And, you know, and then talking about big fish, I don't know if you guys saw on Instagram or Facebook or something, but there was a picture of a swordfish that was harpooned on the back of one of the stick boats there. That thing had to be 500 or 600 pounds. I was talking to one of my buddies yesterday and said, "You think we really want to hook one of these things?" Oh, my God.
That's pretty darn cool. Mark, great report as always, buddy. We sure appreciate it. If somebody wants to keep in touch with everything going on at Pacific Edge, how do we find you?
Oh, we're on the corner of Bolsica and Edinger by the big Chevron station there. We're in Huntington Beach. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. And the website with all the pictures, all the cool tanks and other stuff we're doing, PacificEdgeTackle.com.
Right on. Great report as always, Mark. Appreciate that. And we will look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Well, while we're waiting for Marcos from Seaforth to get lined up, we are going to go to the text. So we've got a bunch of text questions. This one comes from our buddy Wayne from CCA, and it's a question for Carl. He says, Carl has a very diverse background, and which area does he best like to work? I know that you've worked both on a lot of the sport boats, in the tackle store, and at the landing, and he wants to know what's your favorite.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
The boats, I think, overall, if I had, like, I miss that a lot, you know. I love my time at Fisherman's Landing, especially being a family guy now and stuff. But when I was younger, the boats, I mean, being out on the water and seeing the stuff that you will never be able to see. You guys all probably have had one of those, like, cool moments.
Those experiences that happen on the
water.
Yeah,
that you just can't get anywhere else. I mean, one of the coolest things that I've ever seen was fishing with Doug and Rick coming home from cod fishing. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Orca,
yeah.
Yeah,
and
all right.
Doug's like, do we want to go on the outside on the way in? Or they come in and like, let's just go through the island and see what happens. And I'm just like, man, that's a giant bird school and just this giant fin. So I'm like, did anyone else see that? And, yeah, we watched those orcas.
But
it
wasn't just seeing an orca. We got to watch a pod of orcas corral and then kill a fin whale.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was full
epic
Nat Geo, like, nature. Yeah. We watched three best buds, like, hanging out on the boat.
For 2 hours.
And other than, like, dude, there was not a word spoken. You know what I mean? Like, it was just one of those.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And that only comes from time on the water.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But I bet at this point you probably enjoy your sleep at home every night.
Oh, absolutely.
With your family, right?
I got a kid in high school and junior high and a 4-year-old. Yeah, I love that. I mean, going to the football games and baseball games, yeah. But we definitely the boat, you know, just being on the water.
Yeah, that's cool.
No doubt. Well, why don't we grab another one? This one comes from Tony from San Francisco, and he was wondering where you think the Let's Talk Hookup 6-day on the Shogun will be going and what kind of gear you would be doing on a 6-day trip.
If I had to guess right now, and it's just a local fishing, you know, fishing bluefin up here for a couple of days and running maybe down to Colonnade or somewhere down below on the beach, fishing yellowtail and maybe some bass, and then coming back up here, and if this bluefin's a thing, fishing bluefin. I would have the whole gamut, 20-pound test all the way up to 100-pound, you know. You just don't know what you're going to be fishing for. If that big bluefin's around, that school size 20 to 50 pound bluefin is going to be around. You could go down, like I said, down to the Colonnette or down off the Ensenada or below and fish in that small grade yellowfin for a day and stuff like that. I talked to Roy. He was on the last 6 day. I mean, they had calico bass fishing. They had 40 white sea bass. They had bluefin. They had rockfish. They had calico bass. I mean, they did it all on a 6 day.
Full variety.
Full variety. I mean, he said it was a blast. He said, like, this was your trip, Carl. I mean, you,
sounds like my kind of
thing. Yeah, exactly. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They had fish. I mean, they had... They were fishing a spot, and he said at night it was straight 3 to 4 pound calico bass. One
man.
Night, woke up and it was yellowtail fishing. They bombed it up north, and they were catching 40 to 300 pound
sea bass.
Yeah, and
you're
bluefin.
Kidding.
And then we're like, let's go catch, try to go catch some white sea bass. One night they had 30 white sea bass. One night, and
that sounds like
that.
6 days so with Jeff and Sandra.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Give me that.
Then.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Oh,
so,
good time.
Right on. Well, Tony, thanks for the text.
Hey, we're gonna wrap up the fishdope.com report. We've got Marcos from Seaforth. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How are you all doing today?
What's up, Marcos?
Good morning,
I'm sure you've heard some of the good fishing going on there. I'm sure Carl's giving you all kinds of fish stories there. But overall, very good fishing we've seen here. The half-day trip yesterday, catching calico bass, rockfish, whitefish, sheephead. Earlier in the week, they saw some bonito, occasional yellowtail in the mix there, but not a lot there. The full-day trip's rough day yesterday, but they're still seeing yellowfin, dorado, skipjack, yellowtail, bonito on there. So kind of the same fishing we've been seeing for a while here, and it's really good fishing. And we're getting some more hot weather coming through this week, so if you want to get out of that and get onto the boat there, check out the half days and the full days, and do a little longer trip. Those overnight trips are doing really well also. Dorado, skipjack, yellowfin, bluefin. We had some big fish this week. Cortez earlier in the week had a 230. The outer limit yesterday, what did we say, 240? 268.
Jeez.
So some big fish in there. And the other boats, Pacifica yesterday on a 2 day, they had limits of fish on there for the bluefin, 130 yellowtail, some yellowfin, and those fish are ranging from 15 on the low end to 40, 50 pounds on the big end. So lots of variety of fish right now. And well, we've always said October is always good fishing. So definitely keep that gear out, get it tuned up, come down to Seaforth, visit the best tackle shop in San Diego. They'll get your gear all set to go, and then hop on a boat and get out there. Check the website, Seaforth. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, get your barbs in there.
Well, no barbs at all. I didn't hear you mention the calico bass fishing on the half day, man. It's
Yeah, the barbs come from me. That was Corey.
Yeah.
Stand by. They're still coming.
They're still coming. So very good calico bass fishing yesterday, like we said there. And like I said, I heard every single one of those calico bass cat on MC swim baits.
Oh,
so
everyone, yeah, they don't mind
every single one of them. Yeah, they didn't even go to the bait receiver. They just filled the bait tanks with MC swim baits.
Well, great job, Marcos. We appreciate you representing the second best landing and tackle store in all of San Diego. And if somebody wants to get more information, jump on the boats, get in on what truly is some pretty amazing fishing. How do we find you?
Seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for those half days, the full days, overnight, day and a half. It's still busy. You know, a lot of those boats running, limited loads. You definitely want to make reservations ahead of time. It's been actually an amazing year, you know, getting out there on the boats. So definitely make your reservations. Don't wait too long there. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit us in person, visit the best tackle shop in San Diego, visit the best tackle shop restaurant in San Diego there at the Royal Rooster. You can always find us on social media there, Seaforth Landing, both Twitter and Instagram there, and you see some of those fish. And we'd love to get you guys out fishing, especially escape the heat with this incoming heat wave we have this week.
No doubt. Great job, Marcos. Appreciate that very much. Don't worry, you guys will make the 300-pound club soon. I mean, I know we had a half a dozen this week, but I'm sure you guys will get there soon, too. It's all good. No worries. Marcos, all joking aside, great job, great report, as always, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
See you, buddy.
And look forward to having Andrew on the show from the Pacifica tomorrow.
That's
so that'd
be a
good one for sure.
Too.
Hey, that does wrap up the fishhope.com report. And sign up this week, $20 off. Use lowercase, no space, hookup now to get your $20 discount. And the catch report is also sponsored by Fish Pros at Fisherman's Process in San Diego. Now through October 16th, while supplies last. Get 25% off the smoked fish and tuna jerky. This big sale is valid at their Liberty Station location, or you can call if you're out of the area. Give them a shout at 619-255-3218, and it will ship it right to you. Again, 25% off while supplies last. in store. They'll ship it to you. Just give them a shout or fishermansprocessing.com.
Good call. Appreciate that very much. Another text came through. This one was a question for Corey, and it's from Peter in Santa Barbara. It wants to know what Corey's favorite tide and time for bugging is.
Oh, man, Peter, good question. You know, it all depends on what you're doing, really. You know, like locally, you know, if I was going to say the bay, it would be just like sand bass fishing, okay. You know, not an extreme tide. Get away from those 4.5 to 5 foot movements or more. Get away from those and get a nice, easy 3 to 4.5 foot movement. Just okay. enough flow, but not too much.
Not flat, not spiking.
There it is. Okay. You know, stay away from the slack tides unless you want to waste your time, you know, and wait out. Shallow, like up in the rocks, like on the jetty, you can get away with any of it, really. I mean, it's just you're picking different spots on a lower tide versus a higher tide. And there are some incredible spots. I was reliving some memories this week, and some of my best times were literally where the three lines come up to the little buoy.
Mm-hmm.
That little buoy was literally out of the water.
Come on.
Listen to me. Many a times with a full limit in the hoop.
You're talking
imagine,
3 feet,
like,
4 feet.
Not even like, 3 feet.
Yeah.
Like two feet of water.
Wow.
2 feet of water. Like,
come on.
Just wrap your mind around throwing a limit in the boat with 30 shorts kicking around.
Wow.
Like you're sorting through 40 lobster. And I was reliving that memory with my loved one, Denora, and just going through those memories, you know. And I got back into diving. I'm doing some free diving and did some lobster diving this week and got a few legals.
That's
too.
That's so
you know?
Cool, man.
I mean,
that's so
just,
cool.
Dude, I was 3 for 3 on the legal, saw 3 and got 3. And
nice.
And that's pretty darn good.
That's
you know?
Awesome, man.
Hey, after 20 years of not doing it.
Yeah. Hey, you still got it going on.
Fountain of youth.
I like it. Yeah, I like that a bunch.
Peter's got a good one. You know, and there was also a question last week on the show, Rick. John was talking about, I was listening on the app. John called in about a question about the lead heads on a plastic and the plastic getting white.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
awesome.
John, let me tell you, John, that happens to any quality of plastic
okay.
on any lead head. And it's just, I can tell you that bait had been on the lead head for a minimum of 7, 8, 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
It just happens.
Yeah.
You can't do it. You know, it's just going to happen.
Whether it's a inexpensive injection mold or the highest end MC swim bait,
that's it.
All of them are
now,
prone to it.
And I think I heard him say something about oils too. And the oils are extruded from a lesser quality. Like if you got a sack full of mine, they're going to stay clear and they're not going to extrude funky oils and get foggy and get weird.
Mm-hmm.
100% legit. But if you get a second-grade material product, they get cloudy and they extrude oil. Everybody has seen it and wondered
sure.
what the heck's going on
yeah.
here. You know, and then you get some right out of the gate. They smell really funky.
Yeah.
So just take it for what it's worth, John. But thanks for the question, John.
Well, that's a good call, man. Yeah. Appreciate that very much. Hey, we got Wayne on the line. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
Morning, Ricky, Corey, Carl. Great show today, guys.
Buddy Wayne from CCA.
Hey.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, so guys, we had so much good news we announced last week. Unfortunately, we got a little bad news this week. The governor signed an executive order, and he signed in a 30 by 30 executive order. So everything that we worked so hard to defeat in the legislature this last session, he just swiped the pen and got it. Good news is that we will be part of the process to protect our access for recreational angling. We'll have a seat at the table during the collaborative process. It just sucks that we went through all that work on the legislative process, and he just did it as an executive order. So, you know, unfortunate, but yet we're still going to be at the table. We're still going to fight for our rights to fish. They claim that they're going to wait for the decadal review on the MPAs. So, you know, we still have a little bit of hope out there, and CCA Cal will be fighting for our right to fish. Love the banter between the Seaforth and the Fisherman's Landing. Guys, we have the SoCal Charter Challenge coming up, leaving tomorrow night, and there's still a couple of seats left. The Tomahawk out of Fisherman's Landing will be going up against the Pacifica out of Seaforth, along with the L.A. and Orange County boats out of Dana Wharf and 22nd Street. Guys, there's a couple of seats left. Get on it, ccacalifornia.org. Looking forward to see who comes out the winner between the landings. So Thank you, guys. Keep supporting CCA California. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Membership and meals are included on those trips. Limited load, obviously. COVID restrictions and apply. And I hope we have some really good fishing the next couple of days.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And, I mean, obviously we have to be pulling for the Tomahawk with having Carl sitting right here. But that's a really fun challenge, having all the boats go. And what a cool way to represent your area by going on that CCA Charter Challenge. Going to be a lot of fun. One more time, shoot us the phone number and how somebody wants to take advantage if they want to get on that trip while there's still time. And just all the ways to support CCA, which obviously, as you said, with that executive order of AB 3030 going in, and there's not a more important time to be a member of CCA and put your dollars to work.
Yeah, go to ccacalifornia.org, our website. You can sign up. You can join us. If you come on one of our trips, your annual membership is part of it. So it's all-inclusive, meals and the membership. So come on out, ccacalifornia.org, guys. Appreciate it.
Awesome, Wayne. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We appreciate it very much. Corey, let's jump back into the phone.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Steve. Steve Cohn from Calexico. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Two small questions. Last year, they had the docks. I bought a Friends of Rollo raffle ticket. That ticket's still good?
The Friends of Rollo raffle ticket bought from Day at the Docks.
Last November at the dock show.
Right.
Is that ticket still good, or has it already been pulled?
Well, if it was for the grand raffle, the big Friends of Rollo raffle, that was already done, and so that has gone through. So unfortunately, sounds like maybe you weren't one of the big winners of that. But there,
That was a $10 ticket, right?
The $10 ticket was for that, and
correct.
So that's already come and gone.
Yep. And
but the Reel of Week is still happening, right?
Exactly. You took the words out of my mouth. So, yeah, the big raffle has already happened, and all the winners have been announced. So, unfortunately, sounds like you didn't have one of the winners for the big one. But lots of Friends of Rollo opportunities still coming up. Like you said, Reel of Week is still happening. That's where they give away a reel each week, separate raffle from the main one. And then this year at Tackle Days, again, you will be able to purchase Friends of Rollo tickets, and they're doing the Pick-A-Box. And Pick-A-Box is a really fun promotion that they have. They basically have a bunch of tackle boxes. I believe most of them are for $10, and you get to pick whatever. You won't know what's inside of it. They just have a bunch of the same tackle boxes all lined up in a row, and then, all right, I want number 6. And you'll know that whatever you get is worth a minimum of $10.
What you put into it.
And many times a lot more. You know, there'll be a two-speed reel in one of those boxes you pay for $10, or there might be a $10 Friends of Rollo ticket. Whatever it is, it's a minimum of that amount that you spent. You know you're getting that back, and a lot of times it's a lot higher. So that's a fun one, and that'll be set up at Tackle Days. Mike Lum will be there again this year. So, yeah, definitely some great opportunities to help promote Rollo, including this year again. But, yeah, unfortunately, your big raffle ticket didn't hit this time, but know that your $10 did go to a great cause, and it sent a kid fishing.
Yeah, great. One little more small question. I know you guys talk a lot of Seaguar, but have you guys used or heard of this Okuma Stretch fluorocarbon?
I haven't heard of it. Have you, Rick?
No, same. No. I mean, not, you know, there's lots of great line out there and lots of great manufacturers. I don't have anything good or bad to say about it. I know I've used a lot of Seaguar, and I'm just super happy with it. I like that new Aftco Psycho Pro. That's been a really good line. Not to say that the Okuma line's not great, too, but I just don't have any experience.
And here's the thing, too, Steve. Like, I've used a Seaguar for 25 years or longer, and never ever have I had an issue, period. And so there's really no reason to change on that front, you know. And that, when you're hearing it here on the show, it's legitimate for a reason.
Totally.
And like the Psycho from Aftco, you know, that's going to be a solid line. And as it's made from Sunline,
right,
that is one of the legit lines on the market.
Totally.
So, yes.
I'm a not broke, don't fix it guy.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Steve, appreciate the phone call very much. How about we jump right back into him, Corey?
All right. Let's talk to Don. Don calling from Woodland Hills. Hey, welcome to the show this morning, Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. It's good to speak with you all.
Good morning.
Hey, Carl, could you talk a little bit, please, about the parking options there at the landing? And also, could you explain, I'm still not clear on what the different Mexican license visas are for each of the, you know, like a one-day or a three-day or a long-range trip?
Sure, that's not a problem. We'll do the parking one because that's probably one of the number one questions we called every night about how's the parking situation. Friday nights, Saturday nights, Thursday nights are really busy down here. We have a paid parking lot right in front of the three major landings, Point Loma, H&M, Fisherman's Landing. It's $10 per 24 hours. So it's not per day, it's per 24 hours. So if you come in at 8 o'clock at night, it's till 8 o'clock the following day where it's the $10. It doesn't
What if you go on a half-day trip? Is it still...
No, it's a dollar an hour for the basically.
Okay.
So if you're on the in the lot for 7 hours, it's
$7,
something like that.
But once you reach that $10 mark, that's it's your 24-hour limit.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And then there's Westie's parking lot between the two hotels from Fisherman's Landing, from the front counter to the Westie's parking lot, which is on North Harbor Drive.
About a 60-second walk.
Yeah, a couple minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a half a block.
Yes.
And the nice thing what we do at the landing here we have a locker. So guys like, well, does that mean I need to park over at Westie's, then haul all my stuff across the street, down the boardwalk? No. Pull your car into the parking lot. Come in. It's like, hey, I'm going on whatever boat it may be, we'll give you a key. You go throw your stuff in the locker, bring us the key back, and then you go park. You don't have
totally
to
totally locked up safe.
Locked, and we control the flow of the key. So we know who's coming and going. Been here at the landing now for 6 years doing this. Never had a single incident someone's like, hey, my stuff is missing.
It's cool to come down early, throw all your gear, and then deal with your car, and then whatever. Go get dinner, go get a cold one somewhere, go to Point Loma Seafoods and enjoy lunch. You just know your stuff is safe, and then when it comes time of your trip.
Correct. So that's the parking situation. Earlier you get down here, the better. There's always a little turnover on around 6:30, 7 o'clock when the full day boats, half day boats come in, and some of the overnight boats come in. And there's another parking lot in front of where we are right now. There's Pizza Nova down here below us, and then they've got all their parking lot for Jimmy's and Pizza Nova and everything. And then there's the little strip parking spot right in front of this parking lot, right along the roadway right here. That's free for 72 hours.
Just don't park in the Pizza Nova.
Don't park in the Pizza Nova.
Don't do it.
If you do park in there, you will not have a car to come back to.
Pete can attest to it.
Yeah. Now, what about in that Westie's lot that's only 72 hours?
It's only 72 hours without the permit. If you're going on a 10-day trip, a 5-day trip or whatever, anything longer than 72 hours, you come out into the office, see the guys in the morning or at night, hey, I'm on the Pacific Queen or I'm on the RP for a 3-day or a 5-day or a 10-day, we'll give you a permit there, and it lets you to park there for free.
How sweet. Even on a 10-day trip, something that would cost you $100 in parking, you can park there totally free.
Or a 16-day trip. And plenty of deckhands go there. We've had very few incidents. I would park there in a heartbeat and not worry about my car one bit.
Most of us all do.
Yeah.
Because the parking's tough, and it's easy there.
Yep.
So sweet.
Then permits. You need a visa, which is for fishing within 12 miles of the shoreline, fishing the Coronado Islands or something like that. If the Liberty is fishing the islands or the Dolphin, you would need to get a visa, which you need a passport to get. So only if you're fishing within 12 miles on the full-day trips, like right now they're fishing offshore, you do not need a visa or a passport. Or a 3-day trip or longer where the boats will require you guys to have a passport and to get the visa. The visa is while you're on the boat. It doesn't matter if it's one day or 16 days.
And the beauty of it, Carl, I mean, if you're booking a trip through the landing's taking care of everything for you.
Oh, yeah.
Just make sure you bring your passport.
Just bring your passport.
And you're
That's
done.
It. You're done. And the Mexican permits, it's per day, you know. The tackle shop used to sell them. Now you can't. You only could buy them online. But we buy them from the website every night when these boats go out. And if you have your own Mexican permit, bring it in. We'll get you a $12 discount per day up to a 3-day trip. 3-day trips or longer, or I should say a 3.5-day trip or longer, you do need to – the boat needs to buy an excursion permit,
right,
which is a different permit. I don't know what the difference is, but that's what the rules
are.
But if you're
the kind of guy going on a full-day trip a lot, purchasing that year Mexican license is going to save you $10 or $12 a trip.
If you go more than 5 or 6 times, buy the yearly permit online. Super easy. Download the permit. The cool thing, which they've done now, is it goes to your email. So if you lose your permit, you used to be SOL. Now you just pull up that email, reprint your permit, and you're good to go.
How cool is that?
Dig it.
Yep.
All right. Good stuff for sure, Don. And
hey, guys, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Don.
And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check Seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Get ready for the largest outdoor sale in our history. Saturday, November 7th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, AFTCO, CalStar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Mustad, MC Swim Baits, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Phoenix, PowerPro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Seeker, United Composites, Shimano, and West Coast Marine. That's right, over 20 manufacturers' reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year, with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone, so don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 7th. Check saltwatertackle.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Mike Lum, always listening, wearing his Friends of Rollo hat, yeah. Corrected us on the $10 box. Yes. It's actually...
Pick a box. So, yeah, pick a box. It will be happening at Tackle Day. Just heard Doug talking about the Tackle Day big promotion. That, again, is Saturday, November the 7th, first Saturday, November. Very much looking forward to that. A very fun day. And Friends of Wallow will be there with the Pick a Box. The boxes are $25 a piece, but same deal. You will be receiving a prize that is worth at least $25. In addition to the $25 boxes, they have a smaller number available of some 50s. They have a couple of $100 boxes and a $500. $100 box option. So
how cool is
you
want
to make a cool $500 donation to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, also Friends of Rollo, you will be receiving a prize at minimum of $500. And if I know Mike Lum and those guys, probably even more than that.
And can I say 501C?
You got it, man. 501C3. Yeah, totally. Tax-deductible donation. So, and a really, really cool cause. Tackle Day is coming up. Going to be a very fun event this year. I know the guys in the shop very busy putting everything together. Some really, really good deals. Some really good deals on first run stuff. And I will say this. If you're a rod builder, Doug scored one of the best deals I have seen in a long time. We have some very cool 7- and 8-foot standard glass and graphite composite blanks that are just general good bait sticks. You know, nothing crazy. It's not a CalStar, but it is a very good, appropriately bending, clean, straight graphite blanks that will be extremely inexpensive.
Really?
We will have one of the barrels full of blanks like we often have at Fred Hall, but not having Fred Hall Del Mar this year, or you know, this previous year that just passed, we have a really cool thing for some rod builders to tackle days this year. And then all the other great deals, you know, fluorocarbon, Seaguar fluorocarbon, buy one, get one free. I mean, some really, really awesome deals. It's going to be a great tackle
day. Sounds like
a
lot of fun.
Yeah,
for sure. It's always busy.
We're looking forward to it. Well, speaking of busy, the phones are absolutely packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Carl. Corey, why don't we jump into it?
Let's do it. Let's talk to Mike in San Carlos. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Oh, hi, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's Mike,
your expert. Yeah, it's Mike, your expert novice. I got two questions. I talked my friend into going fishing last November, and we maxed out on 30-pound yellowfin. So he bought a boat. He bought a Parker. So I said, okay, I'll buy the bait, I'll buy the gas, and I'll buy a kite. So there we are. Now what? Huh? And my other question is, what is a wind-on? But actually, what do two novices do with a kite? Do you, like, just send it out there or get binoculars and try and think over there? Or how's that work?
Hey, are you going to have a seminar about that, Rick?
For sure,
At Tackle Day?
Yeah, we definitely will. That would be a great way to go about it.
Yeah.
And the kite, and Carl will elaborate, is just a very good way of presenting a bait a long ways away from the boat, away from boat noise, away from your noise, and it allows you to present the bait with all of your gear staying out of the water.
Yeah, that's the key, is using heavy gear and keeping it all out of the water. I haven't done a whole lot of the kite fishing from a small boat. All I will tell you is patience and patience. It's a very big learning curve. So when you go out there, don't get frustrated, or you will get frustrated, but don't give up on it. It's going to take everyone that I've talked to that does it really well, probably takes them a good year to learn to get under. To understand it.
A good source of information is Dave Hansen. He's got the Your Saltwater Guide. It's a very inexpensive subscription-based thing. It's $5 a month. And then he's got a lot of instructional how-to videos, both how to set up the kite, whether you're using like a Boston-style kite, which doesn't require a balloon, or you're using a square-frame kite that you can add a helium balloon to. Shows you how to set both of those up, how to fly it, how to present the bait. For $5 a month, it's a really good information source. And, Corey, like you said, absolutely. Come down to Tackle Day Saturday, November the 7th, and we're gonna have a tutorial on, you know, how the guys do big tuna fishing on the kite.
And it's just one of those things.
Excellent.
That, Mike, once you see it and you understand it, you'll comprehend and get it. You know, it's just seeing how it functions.
Yeah. The other thing I would recommend you doing, obviously, you made a big expense with the boat and fuel and gas and all those things, and I get it. The other thing that you can't replace having an expert do it is book a trip with Bite Sport Fishing and Brandon Hayward. Whether you go with Brandon or with Wes or any of those guys or Into the Depths or any of those good small boat private charter boat guys, you seeing it one time will just pay so many dividends down the road. Those guys are the best in the world at it.
Or just imagine, Mike, you and your buddy fumbling around for two seasons, and here you go with Brandon for one trip, one day, and you've probably got a whole year's worth of
information.
That's
learning.
It, yeah.
And
no,
Brandon,
I'm with guys. Like, we're novices. We could get lost out in the water during the middle of the day. So
I got you.
Yeah, and what is a wind-up?
A wind on is, in the old days of fishing a heavy leader on top of your main line, you would connect it via a large knot, like an Albright knot or a swivel or something like that. And the leader, often once the swivel got to the end of the rod tip, you would have to have a wire man or a guy that would then, wire the, or hand over hand pull the leader close to the boat. A wind on leader is a leader that's made with a connection that will go through your guides and onto the reel. So now, instead of you winding your fish in, get to the swivel, and your fish still being 30 feet away, the leader is done in some sort of a connection, loop to loop or something like that, where the leader no longer stops at the rod tip. It continues onto the reel, and you can bring the fish right to the side of the boat.
A lot easier.
Totally, for sure. Mike, appreciate the phone call very much. We had another good text come through. Again, this one was for Carl, and if you want to get through on the text, just jump on our Let's Talk Hookup app, find the text option. Question is for Carl: what is your favorite setup, rod, reel, line, and top shot, when casting Colt Snipers or Surface Iron to mid-grade bluefin, say 40 to 85 pounds? That came from our buddy Rich in San Pedro.
Talica 12 or Talica 16. 50-pound test, probably. 7.5 or 8-foot rod. Calstar, probably 800H would be a good rod I'd really like. And then, tie on a 100-gram Colt Sniper. I'm nothing fancy. I keep it super simple, that type of stuff. But I would say Talica 12 with probably 65-pound braid with, 50-foot top shot of mono or whatever, and straight to a Colt Sniper.
And would that change if you were fishing? He was talking Colt Sniper or Surface Iron. Would it change if you were doing a Surface Iron, or would you use that same setup?
No, different for Surface Iron. Torium 20 or Trinidad 20, something like that. 9-foot or 10-foot, 11-foot rod. My go-to rod right now has been that Cousins 9. I know they're not in business anymore, but that 9.5-foot rod, that 95 mag, I think it was. It's been kind of my go-to rod right now and stuff like that, and fishing for yellowtail or bluefin or whatever. That would be my go-to rod. And I know a lot of guys are going to fishing the Surface Iron to straight Spectra and fishing Trinx 500, which is fine. I have
but
nothing.
It's almost too brutal, really.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I got 100, at least 100 feet of, or 100 yards of top shot of 40-pound mono. That's what I grew up doing. Same thing. If it's not broken, don't fix it. That's what I like.
I agree with you.
I know guys have gone straight Spectra, and I fished it once, and there's a learning curve to it. I get that, but it beats you up. If you hook a big fish and you don't have the right rod on that thing, it beats you up.
And you rip hooks and bend hooks. I mean, it's just, it's...
So I like a 10-foot rod, 40-pound outfit, and then to my 7X. That's what I like.
I like it. Hope that helps. Appreciate it very much. Why don't we jump back into the phones, Corey?
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Charlie. Charlie Cohn from Gardenia. Good morning. Welcome to the show this morning, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, everyone. My question is for Carl. Carl, I'm going to go into New Loyon on a 3-day coming up on Monday. Yep. Can you tell me what I need to take so that I don't take too much, but I have everything I need, so just throw it out there for me. Thank you.
Whatever you got, you should probably bring me.
Talking about fish over 300 pounds right now.
That's the thing. I mean, you are fishing. There's a chance where you will hook up fishing at night on a 300-gram flatfall. There's a good chance of hooking a 200 to 300-pound bluefin. So you're going to need your 100-pound outfit rod with a big flatfall. You're going to need maybe a 20-pound or 25-pound set for a live bait outfit with a 7-foot, 8-foot rod. You're going to need a 40-pound or 50-pound two-speed rod if you find this mid-grade, call it 40 to 100-pound bluefin. It's talking to Gavin on the radio yesterday. He said yesterday afternoon a new batch of 90-pound bluefin. He saw a ton of that fish in there. So that's where you're going to want to be fishing 40-pound or 50-pound, probably minimum, because there's probably some 100 and 150-pounders swimming in there. So you're going to want to have some of that. I would have a 40-pound, 7.5-foot rod for fishing a Colt Sniper. So if you decide to go down the beach or whatever, or that bluefin or that yellowfin gets onto that Colt Sniper like it was 2 months ago, that you would want to be prepared for that. I would have anything from probably a number 2 circle hook all the way up to a 2-0 or a 3-0, knowing in the back of my mind I'm probably going to be fishing straight 1 or 1-0 size circle hooks. Gamagatsu, ever since that 6-day trip on the RP, I really like those Gamagatsu hooks now. That's been kind of my go-to hook.
That's the standard wire Nautilus circle?
Yep, exactly. I really like those right now. I know some of the guys still like the owners, which are just fine. And if you're a Mustad guy, everyone says make sure they're the 4X Mustad hooks. for the strength there and stuff, so you don't get them to straighten out and stuff.
If a guy doesn't have all of that tackle, I know one of the things you were pretty instrumental in is bringing on high-end two-speed tackle to the landing, and that's a relatively new thing that you had a big part in all your years working on boats and then in the tackle store. The rental tackle nowadays is not like it was 5 years ago.
No, it's not your Baja Special, which we still have. But now we got Talica 12s, Talica 16s, Talica 20s, and 25s. So if you need a 40-pound to 100-pound outfit, two-speed reel, we got you covered.
CalStar Graphfighter.
CalStar Graphfighter. Just talking, I'm getting more of all that stuff. I just ordered a whole bunch of new rental gear, so we'll be ready for next year. We'll have an upgrade on that. We're adding some new, hopefully some new 40-pound rods and reels there, more Talica 12s or Talica 16s or some of those Fathom reels there. So if you need it, we have it. We got plenty of it in stock. All you need to do, hey, I am and you do have to be out of Fisherman's Landing. I know Point Loma is getting a lot of their own rental gear now, but we've rented some stuff to the new Loan because they out of Point Loma, they're one of the boats that, hey, if that big bluefin's around, Travis and – it's Travis, right?
It's Marcus and Captain Adam Williams.
Oh, Adam.
A new owner of the boat, too.
Yeah, Adam. That's what I meant to – we'll rent those gear if they don't have it at Point Loma now.
And what I was getting at with that is don't let the gear stop you from going. You know, if you really want to go and get your shot – I mean, let's face it. That gear is – it's big investment. You know, big fish tackle, I always say it's the hardest stuff to buy. It's the hardest stuff – for me to want to sell to somebody at the shop, because you know it is big fish gear is the most expensive thing to buy. It's the most expensive rods, the most expensive reels, and you use it the least often. You know, you're going to use your 20-pound calico bass fly line outfit all year long.
From yellowtail to tuna.
Totally.
To
how often are you going to get to use your Talica 20? You know, hopefully a bunch, but let's face it, with fish as big as they are right now, you have to have it. You just can't do it on gear that's lesser than that. So I think it's a really cool thing you guys provide that highest level of gear, you know, on a rental basis.
It's very reasonable. I think a two-day trip or a three-day trip for Talica 20, if you're going to use it, is going to be $120. I mean,
for the entire trip. So maybe Charlie or somebody else wants to make that investment, but they're kind of on the cusp.
Come and try it out and use
before you purchase. Yeah.
And kind of figure. I mean, if you had your own rod and reel and you had to put new line on it anyways, you're going to be spending almost $40 or $50 on that. So it's not like it's outrageously expensive or whatever. And it's always a nice peace of mind. Like, I may need it or may not have it, and I don't want to spend $1,000 on it. But I could go down to Fisherman's Landing, rent a rod if you're going on one of our boats, and have it in the back of your arsenal. And you know
you're renting a $1,000 outfit.
And it gets fresh line every time. If there's a problem, the boats bring it back. We go through it. We have two guys that are always working on that stuff. And it's in top condition, you know.
That's a good call. So, appreciate the phone call, Charlie, very much. Why don't we jump back into the phones, Corey?
Let's do it. The Hills. Hills of Ventura. Welcome to the show this morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to ask Carl a question. You know, Rick and Carl described fishing, not just dropping a sinker rig, but fishing a sinker rig was really illustrative. Can you, Carl, describe your technique with the flap falls? Because it can be quite a bit of work, and when I'm doing it, man, I wanna be fishing it. Can you describe it a little bit?
It is one of the easiest ways to catch a fish, but it can be kind of difficult to also. I mean, basically you're dropping that jig down. So I like to cast out. You don't need to make a 100-yard cast or anything like that, but you get it off the boat a little ways and you're fishing it on the downwind. So, and you that jig is stupid. I mean, you just wait till it stops. If it stops and you feel a thunk, put it in gear.
That's the one thing that I hear all the captains say.
Just wait till you fill the stop.
If it stops, you better start winding.
Yeah. You're not hitting the bottom of the ocean. If it stops, you're bit. And or you feel a thunk and like starts taking a little line faster than normal, you're on. I mean, it's that simple.
And think of the name of the lure, flat fall.
Yeah.
It's meant to fall in a flat
It flutters.
It's working on the flutter.
It does its action when it's out of gear.
Yeah.
The one biggest thing is to have that lure in the area that the fish are in. So paying attention to what the captains and crew are telling you, hey, we're seeing this fish at 40 fathoms. We're seeing this fish wherever it may be. And having some idea of where you're at, whether that's just you counting that line off by hand, whether that's you ahead of time, maybe marking your line every 100 feet, whether that's you going out and buying Power Pro Depth Hunter line, whatever that may be, having that lure in that relative zone is the big difference. And I would say most people are not nearly as deep as they think that they are.
Correct. Yeah, it is figuring out how far down you are. Then a lot of people make a mistake. I got to wind that jig all the way back up and start over. If you know that fish is at 100 feet, you get down to 200 feet, wind that thing halfway back up or three quarters of the way back up and save your arm. You know, I mean, you're winding that thing through the water and it wears out your arm. Drop that back down. You don't necessarily have to bring it back up to the surface every single time to let it go back down.
Captain Tim Ekstrom was telling us on that trip that they had, the Redneck Rodeo trip a couple weeks ago, where they also had two fish over 300 pounds, both on flat falls, that you wouldn't believe the number of bites that guys had from literally just, which is not the way that I would necessarily recommend fishing it, but wouldn't believe the number of guys that got bit just yo-yoing it, like you were trying to catch a whitefish on the bottom, you know, getting the lure to the zone, you know, whatever that was, 250 feet, putting the reel into gear, yanking the rod up, and then just letting the slack fall back down, and yanking it, I mean, like you were yo-yoing for a cod, and next thing you know, I'm on, you know, and a 150-pounder starts screaming off. So that lure being where the fish are at is probably the most important part of it.
Yeah.
Bill's great call, man. Appreciate the phone
call
very much.
Some good stuff, and actually some good stuff from Carl, man. Appreciate it. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip on the Liberty when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, a summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Saturday, November 7th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like Aftco with knives, Psycho Pro fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on Aftco clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 7th.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business, Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy, 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or SnapINS. That's SNAPPINS.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. A fun full 2 hours here. It goes so fast, Rick.
Crazy.
I know it. Hills and Ventura are a lucky winner today for the full-day trip on the Liberty, man. I'm sure if Hills is using it in the next month or so, he's going to have a great time.
No doubt. And what great fishing that Liberty's been having, both Taro and Enebel. Really, really good fishing on your full-day trip. And like you were saying, those guys are... The thing that's cool about the Liberty, it's a three-day boat that runs full-day trips.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And a lot, you know, it's obviously very comfortable. Well, a lot of people are on that. And come the fall, they get real busy chartered, you know, in a good way. So a lot of people are on that. We just had a couple of very successful Let's Talk Hookup two-day trips on there. And
very good.
That Taro and those guys do a great job. Well, yeah. Carl, can't be Begin to thank you enough. Did such a great job. So much going on at the landing. This is the great time of year. If somebody wants to come fishing on any of the boats at a Fisherman's Landing, how do we find you?
Give us a call at 619-221-8500. Talk to one of the guys. You could find us on the website, fishermanslanding.com. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, all the social media stuff. You could always go to the different boat websites, but I've got plenty of openings on any of the overnight, day and a half, full day trips. Just give us a call. Love to get you guys out on the water. Hopefully this weather pattern that we were starting to see, a lot more nicer weather, holds up for the next month or two.
And dude, some greasy weather coming up next week.
Yeah, right, get you guys out fishing and catch fish of a lifetime.
Great job, Carl. Appreciate that. We appreciate you. Listen, another great show coming for you tomorrow. Captain Andrew Viola from the Pacifica will be joining us. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.